This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Next on the programme, are you a parent who struggles to get child maintenance from your child's mother or father? We'll be speaking to a man in just a moment who says he's fed up of his sister's ex not paying her any child support, even though there is a court order for him to do so. He says the man in question gives her nothing towards the children, schools, Christmas. He claims it's because he's broke. But I tell you what I want to talk about in a couple of minutes. And that is a new thing in Australia where travel bans have been brought in for parents who own child support. The thinking behind this is if you can afford to travel, you can afford your child support. And I want to ask, should we bring a similar law in here? What other measures should be brought in to help make sure parents are coughing up their child support? Is this something you've experienced? Well, I'm joined on the line by a man that we've changed his name to Ian because we don't want to identify any of the people involved here. Ian, without going into specifics, tell me the story about your sister.
She was in a relationship, not the best relationship. She was sort of the money earner in the relationship. Then they broke up. And there was no money forthcoming. She was chasing him for money. He kept promising, yeah, I'll give you money. The money never came. So eventually she just said, right, I'm going to bring him to court. So she brought him to court. And the usual court ordered, pay the money for the children. Yeah, he was given that, signed whatever in the court. Money never came. Christmases, birthdays, no money. She had to do everything on her own.
And does he have any contact with the children?
Yeah, this is my argument. She still lets him see the children and take the children, but it's all on his terms, and he'll take the kids and she'll drop the children down to him, and then he'll ring up and refuse to drop them back. She has to drive down and pick them up. It's like, you know, it's like games and stuff. But he went back to court again regarding the money. He owes her over 5,000 euro in backdating maintenance. And amazingly, he was able to walk out of the court with that still owed, with a new payment set up to cover the back payments and the money for the children. And then the usual, I don't have money, I can't pay it. He paid her 35 euro maybe 1 week. Then there was nothing, kept saying, I've no money. And then what really got me was, it was his daughter's birthday and didn't show up, didn't turn up, no present. She got a phone call. And he flew out on holiday with his new partner 3 days later. And it's just like, it just made me sick. Like, how can you owe that amount of money, not pay for your kids, and be able to just live the life of Riley? It's ridiculous.
Now, like we said, there is a court order in place for him to pay maintenance. But the problem that we seem to have in this country is you can have all the court orders in the world and they just don't seem to be enforced properly, in that he's getting away scot-free.
Absolutely scot-free. Pays no money whatsoever. Doesn't seem to bother him at all, I think. And I wouldn't mind, this is his second holiday in a year, so it's just crazy. And the way the system seems to work is, if my sister was to go into court, she can have it docked out of his wages. But the problem is, he changes job that often that she'd have to keep going into court. So it's just wasting her time. Like, she works too. She has to work to pay for the kids. So she'd be costing herself a day's wages trying to chase him around to get her money.
Okay, so she could get an attachment of earnings order, but what you're saying is he flits between job and job and it would be just a nightmare for her to continue to chase him.
She'd literally be in and out of court, I'd say, every 2 months. It's just not worth her time. It's just, I don't know. It's just beyond belief that people can get away with that in this day and age.
And what is your feeling? What is your attitude towards not just this guy in particular, but to men or women for that matter, who just don't pay their way for their children?
I don't see where they think their partner or their ex-partner is actually getting the money to pay for the children. Like, it seems to be a problem that I'm seeing a lot lately. You know, I'd go out after work and sit in the playground with my partner and the kids and stuff. And there's two or three women out there in the same boat. They can't get money off their ex-partners. It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
We were talking earlier on about how in Australia they've introduced travel bans for parents who owe child support. So literally, if you're not paying your child support, you can't go on that holiday. Do you think we should consider something like that here?
I think that is a great idea. I don't see why they don't have something like that in place. I really don't. You know, it wouldn't be hard to enforce. Take a passport, hold on to it. You've money to pay. You're not going anywhere. It's going to motivate them to get their act together and start paying, I'd imagine.
And what else would you like to see being brought in order to clamp down on people who aren't paying their child support?
Just actually enforce. What's the point in dragging somebody all the way out to the court and you know, taking your time to go and chase them for money to pay for their children if it's not going to be enforced? Like if he does get picked up, to be in, well, held in a prison for 12 hours and let go because there's no rooms.
All right, Ian, thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. I'd love to hear from you on this. And the question that I'm asking today is, should we do what they've done in Australia and introduce travel bans for people who refuse to pay child maintenance? You've heard that story. This guy has been brought to court. He's had a court order issued against him. He's been told to pay maintenance. And he, like lots, let's be honest, he's not the only one. He, like lots, pleads to the poor mouth, I can't afford it. Yet, this same fella is able to swan off on holidays. I'd love to hear from you. Should we do what they've done in Australia and institute travel bans for people who don't pay their child maintenance? And the way it works in Australia, apparently, and in fact I have a message from somebody in Australia, is that you get an opportunity to pay what you owe at customs before you leave the country. If you refuse, then you're not allowed to fly. Should we do the same thing here? Call me right now on 6797981. A lot of people believe it is time that we get serious when it comes to child support and making people pay child support when the courts have ordered. Now, you can, by law, get an attachment of earnings order, but you heard Ian explain how the guy who's the father to his sister's children, he goes from job to job to job, and you have to, she'd have to keep going back to court, and it's just a bloody nightmare. Brian is in Australia, and in Australia they've instituted travel bans for people who owe child support. If you haven't paid up, you get an opportunity at the border, and if you don't pay, you don't fly. Simple as that. Have a listen to what Brian says to us from Australia.
Hi, Adrian. Here in Australia, they get an option to pay at the customs when you're leaving the airport. If you refuse to pay, you don't leave the country. If you don't pay, I think if you miss a couple of payments, that the child support agency here has the right to actually take the money from your wages. It's usually about between 17 and 20% of your wages after tax. They'll take extra money out of that. If you do miss a payment, you actually get fined and it gets added on. There's no way of getting out of it whatsoever over here.
All right, that's Brian in Australia. Now, in theory, there's no way of getting out of it here because you can have an attachment of earnings order, which means that your employer can deduct the maintenance payments directly from your wages. But as you heard from Ian a couple of minutes ago, his sister would be faced with going to court over and over again because this guy moves jobs over and over again. And they'd have to get an attachment of earnings order onto his new job. And then if he leaves again, onto his next job, which sounds like an absolute nightmare. In Australia, they have instituted travel bans where parents who own child support, basically, if you can afford to travel, you can afford child support. And if you're at the airport and you haven't paid and you don't pay, they can literally stop you. Now, it might sound a bit far-fetched, but apparently it works really well in Australia and they don't have as big a problem with non-payment of child support as we have in this country. And I just mentioned this conversation and our phone lines are flooded with people about this whole issue. Elaine, your point on this is it should be taken from their wages end of, but you've heard Ian's story that if he moves to a different job, she's to go back to court to get another attachment of earnings order, and it's just a nightmare.
It is, but I love a country that has rules. Rules are great, but they're not never abided. No, I was just saying to the chap on the phone there, I remember my mother chasing Mary Harney down the driveway of our home when she was our local TD over this, because long story. Basically, fathers should be named on birth certs and their PPS number attached, and out of their own money, wages, whatever, taken directly. It doesn't matter where they are, what they do. End of.
Mm.
And I just feel, I don't know, I just feel, what Australia are doing are right, but they are fantastic with rules. And they are, you only have to watch the likes of Border Patrol, they're very strict, and that's how they survive. Here in Ireland, unfortunately, we hand things out too willy-nilly, or at least we did. But the maintenance side of it, I think that the dads should be named, and they should be obliged to pay.
And when you say named, you mean publicly named?
No, named on the birth cert. You look at the birth cert, there would be unknown, for example, on where the father's name would be, in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it should be illegal to put down unknown.
Because I think they have I think fathers of all children have an obligation, in part, to the upkeep of that child.
But what if he is actually unknown?
Well, then she's a very silly girl.
It happens.
It does happen, but 9 out of 10 times it doesn't happen. 9 out of 10 times a girl will know who the father of a child is. And
okay,
if that's promiscuous, says you should be using better protection.
Okay, you think we need to get tougher?
Absolutely tougher. That's what's wrong with this country.
Right? All right, let me read this message, which is an interesting one. Adrian, I've been through this on and off for years. Every time we got back together for a year or two, we'd break up again. Straight away, stops me seeing the kids. Did the court thing 5 or 6 times at this stage. I was giving her money, cash in hand every week, till over the Christmas period, she stopped me speaking to them during the week. So, new year, new start. I start giving her money through a court order, but I've been stopped from seeing my kids again. I'm not even bothering with the courts anymore. They're a complete waste of time. Women use the courts to their advantage. I bought all their clothes, runners, tracksuits, days out, all out of my pocket while giving her money separately. And now I'm being stopped from seeing my kids again through pure badness, says that message. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, Adrian. Here in Australia.
Oh, sorry, I played that one. Sorry, my apologies. Here's the one I wanted to play.
Hello, 98FM. Hello, Adrian. I'm from Latvia, and we had a law a few years ago to shame the people who are not paying their child benefits. So they publicize their names online, and the website is available publicly, so to shame them. Also, they're considering to bring in the law where they can take a driver's license off to people. So they've gone very strict because so many people are avoiding from the child benefit payments.
Okay, that's from Edgar. Thanks very much indeed, Edgar. We do have a situation where tax defaulters, for example, are named and shamed. Should people who don't pay child support be publicly named and shamed? It's not a bad idea. This is from Mark.
Adrian, I'm 50-50 on this. A friend of mine now, he has a child with a girl, going back about 10 years ago. The child is about, obviously, 10 or 11 now at the moment. He hasn't seen him in 8 years. Since he got remarried and has 3 other kids, the mother has not let him see that child in over 8 years, but he's still paying 300, 400 euro a week, actually, in maintenance. So why should he keep paying that if he's not getting access to the child?
He should go back to court, and I'm sure he's probably been to court, but I agree that he shouldn't be stopped seeing the kids, and I admire him if he's still paying money, even though he's not being allowed to see the kids. Let me go to Jade. You're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, Jade?
Hi, Adrian. I'm actually really annoyed about all this because I've got like at least 4 friends that have children with fellas, and I call them wasters because all they do, it's only literally like 20 euro a week they should be paying, or 50, I think, maybe max. And this fella's working full time. He actually brought her to court to see the kids. Brought her to court, and then it's 3 years he hasn't seen the child, and he hasn't paid one bit of maintenance. She actually went to court there last week. I'm with her through all this, going through the courts to revoke access and the attachment order because. But the girl in the court, the job he works in, and my friend was saying, oh no, I'm not too sure of the company. Oh, well then it's going to be hard to try to get the money off him. But then that other lady said about the PPS.
This is exactly what Ian was saying.
Like, that's madness.
Yeah,
that the
father of his sister's kids goes from job to job to
job,
and she'd have to apply for an attachment of earnings order for each new job.
And going into that court in the day for the whole day up until Dolphin's Band, it's not a nice experience.
And in fact, that's exactly what he said, that, you know, she's working as well. She has to work because she's not getting a washer out of him.
So the fellas have a scot-free. The girls are with the kids 24-7. The fellas are like, oh, I have to babysit my kid tonight as well. So you're like, they don't even take them. There's not men anymore in the country. I don't know what's going on, but the PPS numbers should be brought in because... they don't have to tell you by legally like what company you work in to get docked. Like, I don't get that.
I don't understand why it's not attached to your PPS or whatever.
And I think a lot of the time as well, sorry cutting you off there, that a lot of the times that these fellas keep the women on the long fingers. I think if a woman stops them, if there's always, I call it baby mama drama or fat drama, because one of them is still into the other. Because you ever hear some people, I find it really unusual when I do hear people that have it, like, you know, there's no drama, they get the money every week, they see the kids. I'm like, wow, that's actually really unusual nowadays, because there's always one that's still into
I don't know if it's unusual. I'd like to think
that most men are
decent. I have to be honest with you, Jade. I was a separated father for many years when my kids were growing up. And I always, always, always paid...
What's the difference then?
The point I was about to make is I absolutely despise men who don't pay their way.
And
for
even
their
the
kids.
Men that don't want to see the kids, even, I don't understand that.
No,
either.
I don't understand that myself. I really don't.
That'd be a great thing in Australia. That's a great idea to do that, because now this fella that my friend has kids with, he's always getting off at his... buying new clothes for the holidays, and then actually just had a new baby there last week.
So, and swanning off on holidays and everything.
Yeah,
has
a new family, so forgetting about the old family, now he has a new family, gone away on holidays. So that should be brought in, what's brought in Australia. That's a very good idea.
All right, let me read this message. I 100% agree with Australia. I am 2 years waiting on maintenance, and the maintenance recovery unit have been on to him numerous times. I've now been threatened by him to ring them back and tell them that I want nothing off him or I'll be sorry. Men get away with it in this country. It's a joke. We desperately need new rules enforced in this country. And here's another WhatsApp voice message from Paddy.
Hi, Adrian. I just want to point out that women aren't the only ones that look after their kids full time. There are single dads out there that the mother has left the child and the dad alone, and they're not getting maintenance fees. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, thanks very much indeed for your message. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. Keelan, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break. Your ex went to Australia 7 years ago and you've received not a washer from him.
That's right, yeah.
Many kids have you got with him?
One,
okay. But he has never paid anything towards the child.
Oh no! What happened was he did. We broke up when she was 6 weeks old. He vanished, and when she was 8 months old, I got a letter in the door that he was taking me to court for access. We went to court. He was told he was allowed to see her for a few hours on a Saturday, and that he had to pay €45 maintenance. He paid it for a couple of months, and then he decided he was moving to Australia. And he told me, oh, I'll still be making the payments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was 7 years ago. I haven't heard a word from him since. He never gets in touch to see how she is. He knows nothing about her. He doesn't even know where she is.
Unfortunately, even though the laws are very strict in Australia and they've travel bans, I would say it'd be fairly difficult to get a court order here enforced in Australia, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I wouldn't even bother. You know, my child is one of the lucky ones. She has a dad who has reared her and has taken on the responsibility, and he pays for her. And that's all she knows. That's all she wants to know.
I despise men, and it is mainly men. I know it has happened with women, but it is mainly men who just walk away from their kids and don't pay.
Well, I checked with my solicitor last year, and I think it was $5,400 or something like that he owes in back maintenance.
Right. Okay. 6797981 is our telephone number. Should we do what they do in Australia and have travel bans on people who don't pay child maintenance? Matt, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, well, I mean, you may be able to tell from my accent, I'm an English lad that moved here with my wife and two kids about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Long and short of it, my wife ran off with another man and took my kids with her. And has been a nightmare ever since. I've always paid my maintenance. I've been through the court process. I've been through the appeal court process. And she still, whilst I do see my kids every other weekend, she still doesn't adhere to the terms of the court order regarding face calls and regular access. And I feel from listening to your show, a lot of men are getting a bit of a battering on things. But yeah, I just wanted to point out that these things do go both ways. You know, I am only living in Dublin because my wife and or my ex-wife and my children are in Ireland. That's the only reason I am here.
Okay, otherwise you'd probably go back to England, would you?
I'd love Spain, actually, because I lived there for 10 years. But nevertheless, the only reason I'm here is for my children, and I'm still fighting through the courts to get proper access rights.
It's shocking, it really is. And if you were in England, if both of you were in England, would it be easier or better, or is the system just as messed up as it is here?
It's far better. Even I was in Smithfield for the appeal court date on the 7th February. I'm still yet to even have the official court order sent to me from the courts themselves. It's a very slow process over here with the courts. I didn't feel that the court hearing listened to anything at all. It was very dictatorial without listening to any of the facts of individual situations.
Mm-hmm.
An awful lot of court cases going on in the same day. The lawyer that I employed, I then sacked because he was useless. And the whole process over here is very, very poor. Again, as my ex is still not adhering to the court order, the only option I have is to go back to court yet again, which again is a long-winded and
okay. So the point being, and I want to be careful not to get into any major specifics about your particular case, but the point being that the court orders are put in place, but there's no follow-up then, that there's no enforcement of the court orders.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even seen a copy of the official order from when I was in court, which was almost 2 months ago now. I haven't even got a copy of it. So to then go back to court to say she's breaching something, but she's breaching something that I don't even have a copy of. I'm just going on what was told and what was decided upon within the court. So.
Right, it certainly sounds like a broken system, all right. Having kids with a father, this is a WhatsApp message, having kids with a father who doesn't pay maintenance for years, fight after fight for years in court, I finally gave up. It now has a big effect on their relationship with their dad. I've never stopped him seeing the kids, but they never ask for anything, knowing they won't get anything or be brought anywhere. Laws have to change for the future of our kids. Jay, you're on 98FM. How are you, Jay?
How you doing, lads?
Good, thanks, Jay. Now, your sister had a baby with a guy who left her and never gave her a cent.
Yeah, yeah. So she was with a guy, she was about 18, I suppose, at the time, going out for probably a year or so. She fell pregnant, and then I think she was about 6 or 7 months pregnant. They broke up, he left her. And then she found out just before she had my nephew that he was with another girl who he also had pregnant.
And oh, lovely.
Still with her today. They've actually 3 kids now. But he never paid any maintenance, never even asked to see my nephew, never sent a birthday card or anything, and literally live like in the next estate, like to him. So,
did she ever try to get money out of him?
No, she just kind of, I suppose she was young and just kind of had the attitude and just like, well, look, I'll do it on my own, whatever. She's great.
Yeah, you see, this is part of the problem, I have to say. Jay, that because I read your message when it came in a couple of minutes ago. This is part of the problem, that some women, and in the case of your sister, she never chased him for money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, she should have, but she just thought, well, if he doesn't want that to do with him, well then, look, that's his loss. He'll never have anything to do with him as such. So she just worked all her life, and whatever and done the best for her son, and he's now in college now, so he is.
Which is fantastic and great
to
hear.
You know, but yeah, she should obviously, yeah, she should have him. We always said it, but she just sort of had the attitude. It's just like, no, why should I? If he didn't bother with him, why should I bother with him chasing him for money or anything like that?
Mm.
But yeah, she should definitely have brought him to court or something and said, look, it's your son, basically. You have to pay for him.
Yeah, and like I said, she wouldn't be the only one that's never bothered to chase him. And I know when you hear stories of not getting any money, you'd wonder whether it's actually worth chasing. But if he's not chased for the money, he's not going to just hand it over. And that's the sad reality. Exactly what that chap says this message. I go to court, get an order. She breaks the order. I ring the guards. The guards say go back to court. And the circle continues. And let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Adrian, just on the bum dads, of course they should be stopped, as the poor children probably don't get any holidays due to their selfishness. So, yeah, definitely stop them at the airport.
All right, there you go. And one last message. I agree 100% with that, men. Women have a stranglehold on the children and can very easily stop the fathers from having access to the child. People are jumping on the fathers here for not paying for the children, but there are a lot of mothers who make fathers' life hell. Even when you get access, one every 2 weeks is not a lot to see your child. Can you ask people, can you claim maintenance if they live in Northern Ireland, as I don't get any payments? I think it is possible, but I believe that it's an awful lot more difficult when it's in a different jurisdiction. And one more. I've paid maintenance for years and my ex always wanted more, so now I give it to the kids themselves. And that's fine when the kids get to a certain age when you can actually do that, but it's not always, it's not possible when they're a little bit younger. And, I live in Ashburn only because my children live here. I'm applying for a divorce today, says that message. Thank you. You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talk.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.